In 2016, only 1.5% of Florida's energy came from renewables. Orlando Representative Anna Escamani filed a bill this legislative session that will require the state to draft a plan for 100% renewable energy by 2050. Escamani says she wants all parties to have a say in the state's plan.
Literally, the bill requires a plan to be crafted and a benchmark at some point to ensure the plan is moving towards that direction. Which means that if you're a major utility company, you play a role in this. If you're a small business that's experimenting and piloting solar energy in different fields and areas of the state, you're part of the solution. If you're part of the industry around wind and the use of wind as energy source, you can be part of the solution. If you're a farmer, you can be part of the solution.
But her bill hasn't gotten any committee hearings. The Orlando representative points to the influence utility companies have on legislation like hers.
Those industries have a lot of power in this chamber, and they are doing action around renewable energy. I mean, I know recently FPL has announced one of the largest solar arrays, and you know, kudos to them for playing a part in the solution. But the reality is that they really want to control the conversation.
There are five major utility companies in the state. Florida Power and Light is the state's largest provider, serving around 5 million accounts. FPL spokesperson Stephen Heisman says the company is launching major projects toward renewable energy.
We pride ourselves on making great advancements in clean energy generation throughout the state. And with renewables, we have recently launched one of the largest solar expansions ever in the U.S. With plans to build 30 million solar panels over the next several years by 2030.
FPL also recently announced their plans to build the world's largest solar battery, estimated to power around 330,000 homes. Today, renewable energy makes up just under 1% of FPL's overall fuel mix. Heisman says the company has plans to reach 20% by 2030. Miami Senator Jose Rodriguez, the bill's sponsor in the Senate, says major utility companies like FPL may advertise their solar initiatives, but they've done little to push it with lawmakers.
One of the biggest frustrations from an environmental and economic standpoint is the total lockdown that the utility companies have on our energy policy here in Tallahassee. It's a shame. You know, FPL puts a lot of money behind advertising about their solar, but in reality, FPL has been using all their political might and muscle to try to prevent any real solar legislation here.
Duke Energy is the state's second largest energy provider. Out of the 9,000 megawatts of power the company provides, 100 megawatts come from solar energy, more than FPL. But spokeswoman Anna Gibbs says Duke Energy is committed to upping that. The company recently announced three new solar sites to raise their solar energy production to 700 megawatts by 2022. Gibbs says these investments will have beneficial outcomes for the environment.
In addition to that solar investment, the three solar plants that we just talked about will actually eliminate 800 million pounds of carbon dioxide emissions in Florida each year once they go into commercial operation, because we're still building them. And that's equivalent to taking about 70,000 passenger cars off the road each year.
Major utilities are listening to the demands of their consumers and slowly changing on their terms. But Escamani believes their foothold in state policy is preventing lawmakers from providing comprehensive results.
Unless those industries support it right now, it is an uphill battle for me. It's always going to be an uphill battle for advocates who want to see a faster and more bold result, because that's going to challenge the status quo. It's going to challenge utility companies who want to control the market share.
I'm Kevin DeLorbe.